USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation with Margaret Brennan, President Trump explained why he plans to keep U.S. troops in Iraq.
We spent a fortune on building this incredible base. We might as well keep it. And one of the reasons I want to keep it is because I want to be looking a little bit at Iran, because Iran is a real problem.
Whoa, that's news. You're keeping troops in Iraq because you want to be able to strike in Iran?
No, because I want to be able to watch Iran. All I want to do is be able to watch.
Trump has long criticized America's involvement in Iraq, describing it on Face the Nation as one of the greatest mistakes that we've ever made. Mr. Trump was also asked if he'd consider pardoning Roger Stone.
I have not thought about it. It looks like he's defending himself very well. But you have to get rid of the Russia witch hunt.
Trump downplayed his connection to Stone, but said he's somebody he's always liked. Stone was indicted by Special Counsel Robert Mueller's grand jury on charges of obstruction, false statements, and witness tampering. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Virginia Democratic Representative Donald McEachin made an appearance on NBC's Meet the Press to talk about the controversy surrounding Virginia Governor Ralph Northam's racist yearbook photo.
Look, he's lost the authority to lead. He's lost the authority to govern. He has to resign. It's in the best interest of the Commonwealth. It's in the best interest of the party.
Also appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, California Democratic Representative Karen Bass says that it was dishonest of Northam to say he didn't know the picture was in his yearbook.
I think he's been completely dishonest and disingenuous. He knew this picture was there, and he could have come clean and talked to African Americans that he's close to decades ago. And I think given the overall climate around race in this country, especially over the last 2 years, it's completely unacceptable. And he needs to resign immediately to stop the pain in Virginia and, frankly, around the nation.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Wisconsin Republican Ron Johnson, chairman of the Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee, appeared on Fox News Sunday and told Chris Wallace it would be damaging to the progress in that region to pull American troops out of Syria.
Just having American military people present, not even involved in the fighting, but as advisors, goes a great deal toward providing this peace and stability for that part of Syria. And I think it'd just be tragic if we bugged out, left the Kurds, who by and large have done the fighting and have defeated the ISIS caliphate, the territorial caliphate and ISIS, to the mercies, and let's say, I use that term loosely, of Russia and Iran and possibly Turkey. It would just be unconscionable.
Johnson was one of 43 Senate Republicans to back a measure by Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Thursday that rebuked the president's Syria policy in a bipartisan vote. The Super Bowl isn't the only NFL news this weekend. USA's Chris Barnes has details on some honors and awards.
Voted Saturday into the Pro Football Hall of Fame were former NFL stars Tony Gonzalez, Champ Bailey, Ed Reed, and Ty Law, among a few others. Meanwhile, current Eagles defensive end Chris Long has won the Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award. Current KC Chiefs QB Patrick Mahomes' breathtaking breakthrough season earned him the NFL's Most Valuable Player Award and also the Associated Press 2018 Offensive Player of the Year. And Colts quarterback Andrew Luck was chosen Comeback Player of the Year.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.